Fiona Kelly is back with a second look at what it says in the papers.
Housing receives coverage on the front of two of today's papers. The Irish Independent reports that the government wants developers to be able to invest less money upfront and to borrow more in a bid to intensify the building of apartments. Fiona Sheehan writes that Housing Minister James Brown is due to meet with Central Bank Governor Gabrielle McClough to discuss proposals, while Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue are to meet with the banks. The Irish Times, meanwhile, runs with the line that the National Housing Framework, a key policy document first published in 2018, which needs to be updated to allow for increased housing targets, is to be brought to Cabinet shortly. The impact which the cholera epidemic and US President Donald Trump's decision to freeze humanitarian aid is having on South Sudan is covered on the front of today's Irish Examiner. It's reported that tens of thousands of people are likely to die as a result, many of whom will be women and children. An increase in the percentage of applicants being refused international protection generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. Brian Mahan reports that 81% of applicants have so far been refused protection this year, compared with 52% in 2017. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror run with the same lead story about how Gardaí want Daniel Kinahan and some of his key lieutenants to face trial for the murder of Eddie Hutch in 2016. The push for investigators in the Madeleine McCann case to charge German-born suspect Christian Bruckner within the next few weeks, amid fears he will be given early release, is covered on the front of today's Irish Sun. The Irish News leads with the first of a special two-day report on how the paper claims the Northern Ireland justice system protected informers and hid secrets for the British intelligence service during the Troubles. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph directs its ire at the current Stormont administration, which it claims tried to avoid disclosing how it spent almost £54,000 on Michelle O'Neill and Emma Little Pengelly's week-long trip to Washington last year for St Patrick's Day. Elsewhere this morning, the Times gives front page coverage to a new advisory role former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has taken up with the US-based public relations firm Penta, which acquired Irish PR company Hume Brophy in 2023. There's lots of coverage of the Republic of Ireland's win over Bulgaria last night at the Aviva Stadium. Writing in the Times, Ken Early notes how our fourth win in eight games has given the players reason to believe in themselves and the rest of us something to hope for. Members of a slightly less high-profile team feature in a beautifully observed picture taken by Tom Marr, carried in the front of today's Times and on the back of the Examiner. Some of the young female members of Monaghan Rugby Football Club are pictured sitting on a bench taking a well-earned snack break during a rugby festival in Ballinahinch, County Down. The girls are being closely observed by Georgia White, a little sister of one of the players, who's sucking from a juice carton as she watches them. Most of today's papers report on the funeral of Ruby Druce, which took place in the village of Castle Finn in County Donegal, where she was born and lived all of her life. Ruby, who died on Thursday at the age of 109, is thought to have been Ireland's oldest resident. And finally, The Star is a story about the owners of a restaurant in Navan, County Meath, who got won over on Michael O'Leary when they presented him with a bill which include a number of charges for extras. Levita Restaurant posted a picture of his itemised bill on social media, which included charges for extra leg space, priority booth seating and a reservation in a quiet area of the restaurant. The Ryanair boss seems to have taken it all in a stride, however, since he's pictured smiling for the camera alongside the manager of the restaurant.
No flies on Navan. Fiona Kelly.